This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
There's a push to get people the COVID booster shot by the holidays. Dr. Brandon Henry at the Texas-based Southwest Research Institute says their studies show that everybody loses about 50% of their antibodies 6 months after getting the COVID shots. And for some, that puts them at risk.
In the younger cohort, it starts to get borderline. Some people may, some people might not. But the older group, definitely below that threshold of protection.
The Food and Drug Administration last week expanded its emergency use authorization for COVID vaccine boosters to all adults over the age of 18. Republicans are bashing the Biden administration's plans to release 50 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the president has nobody to blame but himself for the high gas prices.
The administration is caught in a trap of their own making by restricting domestic production, seeing gas prices go up, and then drawing on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
The tanks, which are located underground in Texas and Louisiana, are the largest emergency supply of petroleum in the world. Senator Cornyn says if the president wanted to make a difference, he should allow more domestic production instead of trying to prop up green sources of energy. Taylor, Texas has landed the new $17 billion Samsung semiconductor manufacturing facility. At a Tuesday press conference at the governor's mansion, Governor Abbott called this the largest direct foreign investment in Texas ever.
Texas is proud to be Samsung's only state they are involved in the United States for semiconductor fabrication plants.
Construction is set for January. The facility is expected to bring 2,000 new jobs. Paris police are investigating an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon early Tuesday morning in the 1600 block of Martin Luther King Drive. Officers found a disturbance had occurred at the residence, and a man received a stab wound. Officers arrested Kenneth Dion Smith on the scene for aggravated assault of a date or household member with a weapon. The victim was transported by EMS to Paris Regional Medical Center for treatment of his wounds. A rural Collin County woman who fatally shot her estranged husband has been sentenced to 6 months in jail and 10 years probation. 36-year-old Morgan Sims testified she killed her husband because she was afraid he would kill her first. The jury rejected a murder charge and instead found her guilty of manslaughter. Students at Little Elm High School are planning more demonstrations after four students were arrested last week at a protest in the school. Students at the school decided to walk out of classes Friday after a sophomore publicly accused a freshman of sexually harassing and abusing her. Hundreds of students walked out to protest the administration's response. Videos on social media show officers forcibly holding a student on the ground while arresting him. Others show two officers pepper spraying one student and then firing their tasers at him. School and city officials maintain that the officers were justified in using force. State troopers joined Rockwall police in a pursuit at the 88-mile marker of I-30 shortly before 5 Tuesday morning of a vehicle that was allegedly displaying stolen license plates. The suspect vehicle went into the median at the FM 1570 overpass and crashed into a culvert before coming to rest between the creek and the bridge. Two occupants were trapped in the vehicle, one died at the scene, and another was transported to a Plano hospital in undisclosed condition. A Hunt County man has pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud charges. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Tanner Jackson, who owned top body armor and bulletproof armor out of his home in Celeste, tricked the government into giving his company a nearly $200,000 contract. Prosecutors say he sold faulty Chinese-made equipment that was sent to troops overseas. Helmets and body armor from his company have been removed from service. Jackson must pay more than $184,000 in restitution and faces up to 20 years in prison. A Titus County man accused of attacking a woman he met on social media and later met at a location in Texarkana, Texas, has been arrested for kidnapping, robbery, drug possession, and other crimes in Bowie County. 22-year-old Cody Williams of Mount Pleasant is being held in the Bowie County Jail under $223,500 bond. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.